Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of our Facebook Live series. My name is Michael Gordon. I'm a PhD clinical psychologist and a veteran clinic administrator and clinical researcher. I'm also the one who got the ball rolling on an EHR and practice management solution called Clinic Tracker. So that means I've spent at least 20 years, probably more, thinking about ways computer software solutions can make life easier for those of us who provide and or manage mental health and substance abuse services. I just hold to the notion that we clinicians do what we do is challenging enough that we shouldn't have to waste any more time than necessary on administrative tasks. And budgets these days are tight enough that anything we can do to reduce expenses and protect the enterprise is worthwhile. So that's why I'm into data-driven clinic management and talk about that a great deal. So this particular session will be the last one for now that focuses on the EHR as a tool in promoting staff retention. We have a lot more coming down the pike, but this is the last one on this particular topic. Over the past three episodes, we've covered the benefits of tracking caseloads, case acuity. We've discussed some of the time-saving features that an EHR can offer clinicians. We also talked about the joys of an EHR that walks staff through their workflows. So now I'd like to cover some of the intangibles that an EHR practice management solution can offer to managers who are intent on keeping their staff as content as possible. I'll put these features in the category of digital morale boosters, or ways you can use your software to enhance the esprit de corps of your enterprise. I happen to think that clinic managers don't always focus as much as they should on things they can do to make staff feel good about working where they work. I think that might be because clinic operations tend to involve mainly solitary professional activities, or at least private. The clinician picks up his or her patients from the waiting room, goes back to the office to work with that patient, brings the patient back to the waiting room, goes back to the office to write notes, fetches the next client, and so on. So there's not a lot of opportunity to work with others in the clinic unless you're doing groups or one kind or another, or collaborating on a case. Yeah, there might be clinic meetings or some shared activities, but in most settings, those are relatively few, far between, and not a whole lot of fun. Now, ironically, computers might have made what we do even a bit more isolating. In our clinics years ago, it used to be that you'd go out of your office to get files from a common area or check with the secretary at the front desk or go over to the billing or compliance people to check on procedures or the status of a case. After we implemented our practice management system, staff could do most of those activities on their desktop computer without ever leaving their chairs. Opportunities for little social interaction became even more limited, and having a sense of yourself as a clinician was part of a closely connected and supportive enterprise wasn't that easy to come by, which is why I made it my business to schedule a whole lot of bowling parties and the like on a pretty regular basis. I will admit once again that while I came to see our EHR as an important tool in promoting a sense of community within our three floors of offices, it didn't happen as a consequence of marvelous forethought and planning, to say the least. Of course, very little in my life has been the consequence of marvelous forethought and planning. But that aside, my thought this time had to do with lunches that drug companies would bring to our department for grand rounds and meetings the psychiatry residents would hold once or twice a week. The drug reps would always bring far more food than necessary, such that the rest of us could scavenge the leftovers. Now, I was formerly the head of the Food Scavenger Society and saw it as my God-given responsibility to let everyone know where they might find some good lunch or at least a cookie or two. But as always, I was way too lazy to type out emails to everyone or develop a large group chat. I don't think we had them at that point. And I certainly wasn't going to go around and knock on doors. So I asked our programmer if there was a way I could broadcast announcements to everyone on our who was using our EHR at the moment. I don't believe I mentioned anything about lunch. I think I pitched it that an administrator should have the ability to send announcements of one kind or another to the entire clinic, like when meetings would be held or the fact that a new update was available or that a winter storm was on the way, whatever. And so Josh, my son and the programming wizard behind Clinic Tracker, made it so I could send what we call a marquee message that scrolled across the top of the screens of everybody who was using the system at the time. And of course, then I got more demanding and asked for the ability to send messages to groups of staff, like just the trainees or just the administrative people. I pretty much drove him nuts for years asking for those kinds of enhancements, and still do, by the way. If memory serves, the first messages were at the level of, yeah, there are some Chinese food free for the taking in the residence lounge. But then I started to post messages like Bob Haskins and his wife had a little baby boy this morning, or congratulations to Maggie Jones on passing her licensing exam. Those kinds of messages seem to go a long way in humanizing our EHR, at least enough that people could see it more than just something that held them accountable for paperwork. But more than anything, it reminded staff that they were part of a community of professionals that had an identity and a shared purpose. I'm pretty sure that just having our logo and name on the main screen shared that goal a bit as well. I got all kinds of feedback from staff that they loved those messages, and not just because they got alerts around free food, although I assume that's the message they like most. They like finding out what was happening in various parts of the clinic. They also appreciated that I could send them a warning that site visitors were on the premises, or that the server would be down for maintenance, or that police were on the third floor because of a problem with an agitated patient. It turns out that Clinic Tracker offered other ways that staff could see as morale boosting, beyond the fact that it just made their lives easier. A big advantage is that they became when we had what we call the unified messaging system that made it very, very easy for staff to communicate securely with one another. They could collaborate on paperwork without the usual hassles, exchange signature requests, and generally keep in touch with others involved in a case or group. So the practice management system we developed fostered a sense that they were on the same proverbial team with shared goals and a dedication to keeping up with one another. I'll stop for today after mentioning just briefly another way Clinic Tracker helped to establish a productive atmosphere. Then that has to do with something I touched on last week and just mentioned a bit before, and that's Clinic Tracker's alerts and notifications around paperwork and other administrative workflows. Our staff loved it that we had a system that made it so they didn't have to learn and remember what was due or what was to happen with a new intake or what happened along the process of a discharge, because everybody could rest securely knowing that they didn't have to remember this stuff and couldn't screw it up because the system wouldn't let them screw it up. We administrators could be viewed a little bit more as there to help the staff work their way through things like documentation than just seeing us as managers who were looking to police their activities and list out all the ways they were screwing up. So I'll stop for now and answer any questions you might have. And there is a question here. Why was it that you had messaging within Clinic Tracker, not just use email and Google Chat? Well, there's really two reasons for that. The main one is HIPAA compliance. You know, it became HIPAA non-compliant to exchange emails, to exchange Google Chat kinds of messaging and such outside of a secure system, and we had a secure system that was on our servers and people couldn't get to. So we had to have it that way because we didn't want people using just regular email that would be get us into a good deal of difficulty with HIPAA compliance. And so that was one thing. And the other thing is that we just had it as an ethic from the very, very beginning. That everything that needed to be done should be done within Clinic Tracker, within our system. We didn't want it that anybody ever had to leave it, both for security reasons, because we could track things, because everything would be right there, so that if we needed to find out, get old messages from people or find out where people have put their data, we didn't have to go rummaging through people's desks. We could just go into the system and see those things. So it was part of our ethic then and very much now that absolutely everything that happens within Clinic Tracker so that you could track it and keep it secure. You could also decide who could get to information, who couldn't, and had a lot of ability to be able to drill down on who had access to what. So that's why we did that. Any other questions people have? Well, if you are typing any out, I'll give you just a second, but I did want to thank you for listening once again. I'm very much gratified by how many people seem to listen to these eventually, or read the podcasts, or however they do it, or our blog articles. And also, I should tell you that the next time I wanted to get into using an EHR in training circumstances where you have interns and such, because this is where Clinic Tracker grew up, and there's a great deal of the system that was designed to help all of us deal with the various issues that arise in having trainees of one kind or another. So it looks like that was just the last question for today. So again, thanks for listening. And remember, whenever you can, run your agency by what your data say and not by the seat of your pants. And we'll talk next week. Thanks very much.